And we've all heard and read the verses that whatever we ask in the Lord's name, He'll do for us. We've also heard that if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. How many of us have ever prayed and work for distances? How many of us have ever prayed and we think, gosh, you know, the creator of the world and my insignificant prayer, my small needs compared to the other needs of the world, and doubt starts to creep in a little bit. And we think, gosh, the Lord creator, I get that. I'm not sure about the rest of it. Anyway, based on that, I'm going to read the first few verses of the Epistle of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubt, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let me read that last verse again. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. That's great. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, I ask that you be with the teachers. I ask that your Holy Spirit guide them and touch our hearts. I ask that we come before you, Lord. I ask that you give us unwavering faith, that the darkness of doubt did not enter into our prayer. But we know that all things are possible through you, and we know that you will do all things. In your Son's name, Jesus. As these things, in the Lord Jesus' name.